This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. You know, we all know it's important to save for retirement, but the big question is, how do we preserve what we've saved? And that's a big deal to most of us. In fact, more than 90% of people believe it is important to protect our retirement assets. I can't believe it's not 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what they say. Camille, tell us, you know, when we talk about protected households, we're talking about families who do have something like a pension or maybe an annuity to supplement what they're going to get from Social Security. I want you to talk about why it is so important that we find a way to get that protected income in retirement, please.
Well, it's so important because it's income that, you know, they can count on month after month, like a paycheck. You know, no matter what the market does, they're constantly getting that income stream. And that really can help give people that comfortability. And that's really what we look at consistently is when we sit down with you and we're looking at building out your dream retirement plan, you know, one of the basically foundations we're going to look at is what do you need in retirement as far as your basic living expenses, like housing, food, healthcare, make sure those are completely covered. And what sources of current guaranteed income do you have? Does Social Security take care of all of those expenses, or do you need some more guaranteed income? And we see it all the time when two couples, maybe they've got the same net worth, one has protected income and the other doesn't. And, you know, the big difference is night and day when it comes to their comfort going into retirement. Because if you know that you can pay your baseline expenses and that has no effect on the market, you know you're good to continue living on. Everything else is just kind of extra. And that's really why building that protected income foundation is so important, because it lets the rest of your investments breathe and you're not forced to, you know, sell in a down market just to pay the bills. You've got breathing room that can help give you confidence and help give you a little bit more control over your retirement and making sure that it lasts throughout the years that you have in the retirement.
So, Camille, I want to make sure people understand more about whether or not their retirement income is protected. Tell us, where are some common places that we would put our retirement money that is not protected?
Yeah, so some of the most common unprotected retirement vehicles are going to be things like 401k and IRAs that are still in the market, because most of the time they're subject to 100% market volatility. Even if they're in low risk conservative accounts, there's still that market volatility. If you look at different stock portfolios, maybe, you know, joint accounts, trust accounts, brokerage accounts, depending on the way that you have them invested, and if it's anything tied to the market, those aren't protected retirement vehicles. Even rental properties, those can be, I'm going to say those are a little bit better than just being in the market, but you do still have some unprotected there, because what if a renter leaves?
Yes.
You know, how quickly can you get somebody to come back in?
Yeah.
I'll say, you saw a lot of that during COVID, where rental properties, depending on your tenants, maybe wasn't the best thing. And they caused a lot of anxiety for people because they needed to move people out, or people were just kind of sitting there. They weren't getting paid. So those are just some areas where you're not really protected on the income. I'm talking about guaranteed. You know, you're going to be getting the monies every single month. Those are going to be things really coming from sources like Social Security, pensions, a lot of times annuities that have an income rider on it. So those are the, you're not hoping for income, but you've planned for it. You know you're getting it.
So I want to give out your phone number. We are offering a chance for you guys to get Camille's book today. I want to talk about that. Camille, you have a new book that you wrote, and it's called Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning. I love this. It's complimentary. All you have to do is text the word book to our number, 916-884-2584. And Camille, you said you guys will reach out. You'll get their mailing address and send it to them, right?
Yep. So if you want a physical copy, we can definitely send you out one of those. But even when you text the word book to our phone number, you'll get that digital copy so you can have it. You can start reading it, you know, right then and there on your tablet, on your phone. But I'm still one person where I like to buy the physical copy. So yes, we always are going to offer that too, because I like to, you know, see how far am I in the page or highlight things.
So. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so get that book. Again, it's complimentary, guys. Want to make sure that you have it. Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning by Camille Butterfield. Just simply text the word book, 916-884-2584. And thank you for joining us today. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille at Monolith Financial Group. Now, Jeff, let's talk about the challenges that we could be facing if our retirement income is just that, maybe money instead of protected income.
Well, that would be, you know, scary because, again, we look at money coming in. You've got your bills to pay, right? And so that should not be maybe money. That should be guaranteed money. Then you have your money going out that is, oh, let's go have some fun. Let's go travel. Let's go see the grandchildren. Let's go do all these good things. I would hate to go into retirement and then look back a year or two and go, oh, wait, we don't have enough money now to go see the grandchildren.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, that trip we were going to go to Europe, we just don't have enough money for that. Mm. So maybe money is, it's amazing the type of investments out there that actually could turn into maybe money. I mean, think about 5 years ago. Who would have thought student housing would be in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, we don't have as many kids going to school anymore. And if you turn on the TV now, you've got all this rioting going on in schools. I don't know if a lot of parents want their kids to go to colleges.
I mean, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is kind of scary out there. That's just one of numerous things out there that can be. And so real estate can be. You look at some of the stock market, you know, the stock market's up and down. And if you're counting on that next trip because you've got an extra $20,000 and now all of a sudden your account's down 40, you're going to go, hey, maybe we don't go on that trip this year. Maybe we wait another year. And the challenge I'm going to tell you in retirement, don't wait another year to do the things you want to do because you never know how you're going to be feeling that next year.
Yeah.
We see more and more of that. We had clients that we put together a plan for them. They said, you know, we're both retiring. We are going to travel. We want to spend $40,000 a year traveling for the next 10 years. So we put the plan together. It wasn't a half a year later that one of them passed away.
No.
So it's so challenging that we, and if you're a client of ours, you know this, we want you to spend your money and do it with confidence. And so that's what we do is build you a plan that gives you the confidence to spend your money because it's not that maybe money. It's money you can count on. And so with Monolith Financial Group, you can count on us to put together a plan for you that will do exactly what you want to do in retirement. And Camille says this all the time, and don't forget to dream big.
Yeah.
Dream big.
That's why it's our tagline.
That's your tagline. Dream big and live confidently. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I got to ask you, Jeff, you guys mentioned annuities. If someone's interested in something like that, I mean, obviously it's a tool. You got to figure out if it's a right option for your family. But do you guys do something like an annuity analysis for people?
Well, I'm going to say all annuities are not made the same. So the number one thing we strive ourselves on is educating you on the products that you're going into, understanding that there may be fees in there, understanding that there may not be any fees. I talk to some clients and they're like, well, there's always fees inside of annuities. Well, some of them that we use, there are not fees inside of them. The second part is, well, you know, they never pay anything. Well, you know what? Some of them do pay well. You know, we've seen some incredible returns over the last couple of years. Because the annuity market has changed drastically in just the last couple of years. If you bought an annuity 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or further back, if you are not having that looked at, shame on you, because you should have somebody look at that at Monolith Financial Group would be a great start. And we will go over it and say, can we improve this? Example of one of our clients, we were going to turn on their income. This was about a year and a half ago. And they were going to get like $27,000 a year for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
That's a guaranteed income.
Wow.
Well, we turned around because the interest rates has changed so drastically, so quickly, they've gone up that we were able to get them over $40,000 a year with the exact same money. And after paying a surrender charge to get out of their first annuity into the next one, they still got way more income coming in guaranteed for the rest of their life.
Wow.
So if you have an annuity and you are not having somebody take a look at it, at Monolith Financial Group would be a good start, then shame on you. You should pick up that phone and give us a call. 916-884-2584. We'll answer your questions in the next 10, 15 minutes. We'll decide together if it's a great fit and we want to get together and start looking what we can do to help you dream big and retire with confidence. And we are here to help you out. We can do all sorts of products for you. It just really matters what's going to fit your dream. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
Now, obviously, most people believe it's important to take steps to help protect their retirement saving. That's good news, but that is not the entire story. People are making assumptions about their financial future, and they're failing to see some gaps in their strategy. Listen to this. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College found this. About 30%, 28% of all households wrongly assume they're prepared for retirement. Just above that, 32% of high-earning households are the most overconfident. Camille, what should we consider to make sure we're not taking too many assumptions with how long our money savings is going to last?
Well, first off, you know, those numbers are really eye-opening. You know, nearly a third of high earners think they're ready for retirement when they're not. That tells me something right there, really important. Success can sometimes create a false sense of security.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is honestly something we see all the time. I remember meeting a couple and they had over $5 million saved. Great income, no debt, paid off house. Everything on the surface looked great. But when we broke down their plan with their withdrawals when adjusted for inflation, you know, what they needed, what they're going to be paying in taxes, no long-term care. There was a lot of adjustments that could have been made to help preserve a lot more of their wealth. So, you know, even though they had saved a lot and it was going to be, I don't want to say hard for them to spend it, but they could kind of more easily spend some of their money in retirement, they were walking into retirement with blind spots. And that's the kind of thing we don't want you to go into with retirement is blinders on. You know, we always say having more money is one thing, but having a strategy is another. So instead of just looking at your balance sheet, let's start asking some retirement questions like, how much can I safely withdraw each year and for how long? What happens to my plan if I live, you know, into my 90s or beyond? How is inflation going to affect my lifestyle in 10, 20, 30 years from now? Am I exposed to a sequence of returns? Meaning, if there was a bad market early on, could that derail my entire plan? And then what if one of us needs long-term care or extended care? And how much of your nest egg is really going to go to taxes before it ever reaches your legacy, your family, your passionate charities, things like that? So it's not about being pessimistic. It's about being realistic. And the good news is with the right plan, you can fill those gaps without sacrificing the lifestyle you work so hard to build.
I love that. Be realistic. Now, as much as we talk about, you know, having that plan, that written financial plan, only about 25% of Americans say they have one. That means the rest of us don't. So if people don't quite understand what we're talking about, let's get into the specifics. explain what all goes into a retirement income plan, Camille.
Yes. And this is definitely something, you know, I ask this constantly at a lot of the educational events that we do around the local community. And I ask people, I'm like, how many of you guys have a plan? And I said, now answer me, how many of you guys have a plan that answered these questions? Where is your income coming from? How much is going to go to taxes? How does it with inflation wise? How much is your plan going to be affected if you have a down market? The hands start to drop because they don't really have a full written strategy. You know, they've got basically a pile of accounts and a rate of return. You really need a plan that's going to look at all the different areas in retirement. And that's why with our dream retirement strategy, we're focusing on those five big main points as far as, well, where is your retirement coming from? How much of it is guaranteed versus could be subject or could alter depending on how the market comes? How much of your money is really at risk? So that's answering, you know, how much of my retirement could get derailed by market performance. One of the biggest things I tell a lot of people is I say, look, in retirement, it's not typically the gains that are going to change your retirement lifestyle. It's the potential losses that could really derail your retirement and have you maybe shift or have to change your retirement lifestyle. And that really seems to resonate with a lot of people. And they kind of go, you know, you're right. I don't have to make these huge gains. I don't have to keep up with Sally and Tom next door. I really need to make sure that I stay in retirement. So some things to, you know, consider and put into a solid income plan is when you need income, how much are you going to need? Where are you going to get it from? You know, make sure it's built into those go-go, slow-go, and no-go years. Do you have any guaranteed income like a pension or annuity? If not, does it make sense to create your own personal pension? How is your income going to keep up with costs over the next 20, 30 years? How much are you going to pay to the IRS? And are there ways to pay less to the IRS? And you know, what happens if you need long-term care or if a spouse passes away? So that's what a real retirement income plan, we believe, should look like. It's not a spreadsheet, but it's a coordinated strategy that helps you live confidently year after year. And here's one thing, you don't have to build it alone. We're here at Monolith Financial Group to help you build one so you can dream big and live confidently. Give us a call at 916-884-2584, and we can set up a time to start building your dream retirement. And don't forget to request our complimentary Dream Retirement Toolkit. It's going to walk you through key elements of successful income plan. You'll get a complimentary copy of my retirement book along with other great brochures to help you identify gaps before they become problems.
Love it. Make sure you do that. Just text the word KIT, 916-884-2584. It's all complimentary. And thank you again for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. All right. So speaking of dreaming big and living confidently in retirement, Jeff, why don't you tell us how you guys do help your retirees have that confidence as you help them develop that income picture?
Well, Luana, really gets down to is going over all the different aspects of that income picture. A great example, and I think we've talked about this a little bit, I'll use a made-up example of a client that came in, and they thought they were great. They had like $9,000 in pensions coming in between the two of them.
Wow.
Their Social Security was about $5,000. Between the two of them. So they had $14,000 coming in.
Wow.
And they were like, yeah, we're going to spend probably between $10,000 and $15,000 a year. So we got a couple million dollars elsewhere to make up the difference. And I sat there and said, really? So yes, most of that extra money you got over there is what we call taxable money because it's a 401k or an IRA that you had. By the way, how many Roths do you have? Oh, we don't have any of those. Okay, so now any money you draw into this, you're going to have to pay taxes on. So in order to get your $15,000 a year, you'd have to pick up another $1,000, right? And they said, yeah, we're really good. I said, oh, wait, so you're not going to pay your taxes and go to jail? They looked at me like, what do you mean? I said, well, if you don't pay your taxes, guess what happens? They go, well, I said, your pension, that's 100% taxable. Oh, and by the way, because you get such a good pension, you're going to also owe on that Social Security. 85% of that will now become taxable. And they looked at me like, what are you talking? And I said, oh, wait, there's other stuff in there, though, too. You forgot. There's also, depending upon your income and where you're getting your income from, investable income can be taxed up to like another 3.8%, depending upon how much you bring in. And then, wait, you have what? Taxes in California. Mm-hmm. You got federal taxes. Oh, but you're also going to be over a certain limit. So now you're going to pay Aunt Irma more money for your Medicare. And they're looking at, oh my, we got down to it and said, you know, about 40% is taxable.
Mm-hmm.
So Luann, what we're really talking about is that E in our dream retirement plan is efficiency. Mm-hmm. You have to have efficiency, but you have to know what you're making efficient and how and what your options are for protecting your income in retirement. Give us a call. 916-884-2584. You know, one of the greatest things that people that come in our office say to Camille and I, you guys look outside the box. You are not a one box fits all type of financial planner. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. Let's dream big together and live confidently in your retirement.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.